And it is now a minute and a half past 10 o'clock. My name is Robert Barclay, the Duke of Jukes. Been in the blues for you on Sunday nights. I've been doing this for the last 32 years. Thanks for being there for at least a part of that ride. Well, I've had quite a few emails this evening. I heard Roger, who is listening from the north shore of Lake Superior in Ontario, from in the town of Marathon. I appreciate him taking the time to drop me a line. I also heard from Larry, who is listening online from Orlando. He said this is his Sunday night treat, and he liked the boogie-woogie piano I got to earlier. And I also heard from Robert in Houghton Lake, and he's enjoying the great classics tonight. And I heard from Joanne in Mount Pleasant, who is an Oregon native, and she's enjoying listening to Curtis Salgado because he is from Portland and Eugene. And I heard from Richard in Burton, and he said he got to see Little Ed and the Blues Imperials last night. Lots of slide guitar and some rockabilly even. So thank you for dropping me a line. I also heard from Mark in Alpena, who is enjoying the show. So thank you so much for taking the time. I'll acknowledge a few others here in a little while. But right now I want to put the spotlight on a wonderful acoustic guitarist. Her name was Algia Mae Hinton. And the headline in the newspaper, the News Observer in North Carolina, identifies her as one of the last of the surviving Piedmont blues greats. Well, she died last Thursday. And her peers include artists like Elizabeth Cotton, who did the famous song Freight Train, and Etta Baker, who had a wonderful CD on the Rounder label a couple of decades ago. Algia Mae died last Thursday afternoon in Middlesex, North Carolina. She grew up playing music, but she didn't make a living at it. However, Tim Duffy of the Music Maker Relief Foundation found her and decided to bring some attention to her and recorded her on a wonderful CD called Honey Babe and took her out on the road with many of the other Music Maker Relief Foundation artists. She appeared at the Wheatland Festival years ago, and also I also saw her down at Michigan State University. One of her career highlights came in 1984. She played a gig at New York City's fabled Carnegie Hall. So we're going to remember Algia Mae Hinton on a couple of tunes. This is her vocals and guitar. And I want to thank my pal David Ginsburg, retired reference librarian at CMU, for loaning me his copy of this CD. And we're going to open up with Going Down This Road.
Going down this road, feeling bad. I'm going down this road, I'm feeling bad. Thing by my house, it's burning down on me. No, darling, it's rough out here. I met a man in St. Louis. He wrote me a song, I wrote just like this here. I'm going down this road, I'm feeling bad. If I don't get you, baby, I don't want nobody, yeah. No, darling, I don't want nobody. Says, I'm going down this road, I'm feeling bad. Staying by my house, it's burning down on me. Thank you. need somebody to talk to him. Got sad song. I lost everything I had that night. Didn't have no shoes. I said, wait, Shannon, won't be Johnny. You know, I smell some cooking. Lord, it's smelling lima bean. Lord, it must be that good girl. Cooking some collard greens. I said, don't let the women make a fool like you. I want to leave here walking, trying to go make me stay. Channel, don't you see why I'm going with you? I said, wait, Shannon, won't be Shannon long. I'm gonna tell you now.
And that was the late Algia Mae Hinton from her CD titled Honey Babe. And we just heard her on a tune titled Shine On. And in front of that, we heard her on Going Down This Road. Wonderful artist from North Carolina. Rest in peace, Algia Mae Hinton. Thank you for your beautiful music.
Hey, this is Curtis Salgado, and my good friend Robert Barclay and I are listening to the best blues, Zydeco. It's music at the Duke Joint. And I'm telling you right now, he is the Duke of Juke. And Robert, I want you to play me some Johnny Taylor. I mean, like from the Raw Blues record, Johnny Taylor. That Stack stuff.
Oh, been waiting so long for you to appear, because I know when the sun goes down, that's the only time my lover can come around. Hello, sundown, and goodbye, pain. We'll meet the same time tomorrow down in Lover's Lane. She belongs to another man, so that means I'll have to see her any way I can. Now listen. Hello, sundown. We know it's wrong, but don't you know we tried to fight it? We tried to fight it for so long, but temptation and desire, oh, they just set our hearts on fire. Don't you know we're chained and bound? That's why we're waiting for you to go down. So, sundown. Oh, I'm so glad to see you. Sundown. You're the only one can hide all the wrong. Oh, sundown. Hurry now, sunshine. I wanna be with my baby. I know it's wrong, but still and all, I just wanna put my arms around my baby.
By request of Curtis Salgado, some Johnny Taylor, a major influence on Curtis. Johnny Taylor, and he said he wanted to hear something from the Raw Blues album on Stax. So I opened up with You Can't Win with a Losing Hand, and we concluded with Hello Sundown. Well, let's return to my conversation with Curtis Salgado. Now, let me tell you, first of all, he's working out of his hometown, place where he grew up, went to high school and all that, but he's hanging out. He's got a band called the Nighthawks, the West Coast version of the Nighthawks. He works Friday and Saturday nights at the very least because he performs in the bars in the Willamette Valley of Oregon. And that included Eugene and Portland and points north and points south out of Eugene. So he's working on Saturday nights. Well, John Belushi, the actor from Saturday Night Live and many movies after that, is in town making the film Animal House. He's in Eugene. He doesn't know who John Belushi is because he works on Saturday night. John Belushi is looking for a good time. He comes in to check out Curtis's band, the Nighthawks. So here, Curtis picks up the story.
Okay, I've heard the story about how John Belushi came across you, Curtis Salgado, in Eugene, Oregon, when he was out there making films. Tell us that story.
Now, this is way too long to tell because there's so much stuff, and obviously you can see I'm talkative. I'll tell you a story is... We're friends, and I brought my records to him. And I'm sorry about this, but I'll tell you one story. He's standing on stage, and we're doing this thing called the Crayhawks. It's to make some extra money on the side, a splinter gig. And it's the Nighthawks and the Cray Band. The drummer from the Nighthawks is David Olson, who will be eventually in the Robert Cray Band along with me. But right now, it's the Nighthawks, and then Richard Cousins and Robert Cray. And we play as a four-piece, and we were playing this gigs, and it was the type of thing where, you know what, no song list, no show, just go play your favorite blue tunes. As a matter of fact, we'd play the entire Hoodoo Man Blues record, you know, that kind of thing. And that's the kind of feel we wanted, was just a four-piece. And believe me, it was cool. You got Robert Cray on guitar, you can't beat that. You got Richard, David, and myself. And we just do songs, rare tunes, blah, blah, blah. Bellucci wants to jam. John Bellucci wants to jam. He goes, Kurt, I want to sit in with you guys. Well, what do you want to do? Johnny B. Goode. I said, no, man. I'm not going to do Johnny B. Goode. Everybody and their dog does that song. And it's just, it's beneath me. I think it's a fantastic tune, but it's like doing Louie Louie. And he goes, I want to do, how about Jailhouse Rock? I'm not going to do Jailhouse Rock, you know. That's just not cool. So he goes, okay. So I said, look, I'll come over tomorrow and I'll bring you some material. And then next Monday you can sit in. So I go to his house and I bring him Hey Bartender by Floyd Dixon. You know, it's on that Atlantic piano player record. And along with Little Brother Montgomery and, you know, and Little Johnny Jones, right?
Yeah, hoy hoy.
Now, Little Johnny Jones, man, I love his voice, and I love, and he was a big influence on me too. I mean, I just pictures of him. He's so cool, and it's why I wore sunglasses. I saw a picture of Johnny Jones. I don't know why no other black blues artist with sunglasses on, which is of course very generic. I mean, you know, sunglasses is it, right? And then he had a goatee, and he was just the coolest looking guy to me. Now, of all of them, I mean, Ray Charles, I mean, everybody has that. But for some reason, to me, Little Johnny Jones stuck out. You'll see where I'm going with this. So that's why I put on the shades and had the goatee. And Bellucci sees me like this, and I have prescription glasses, which you see me wear now. And I had a soul patch underneath my lip. And I'm 20 years old, right? And I just, you know, this is it. I'm the blues guy in Eugene, right? And Bellucci, of course, is an actor, and he absorbed that. So that's where that look came from. And he wants to sit in and jam. So I bring him, I kind of got off track there, you have to edit that, but I brought him Hey Bartender by Floyd Dixon. And Floyd lives in Oakland, and we're playing with Floyd. And he is an eccentric genius piano player. And so I teach him the tune. He goes, okay, man, I got the words, blah, blah, blah. And then the next Monday he comes back, and here's the story. And he gets up on stage, and it's going to be the last song of the set. And people are going nuts. And Bellucci's going to sit in. Now, I haven't seen this guy play. I don't know what he does. I know we've made friends. I know he's somebody. I know he's a movie star or on television. But believe it or not, folks, I had never seen Saturday Night Live. And I still won't see it, you know, for quite a while yet.
Because you work gigs on Saturday nights.
Saturdays.
And this is pre-VCR.
But everybody's like, you know, and I'm going, what, you know, and this is a nice guy. His wife, Judy Jacqueline, is just as sweet as can be. And I know he's something. I'm the only one out of this group of people, these musicians, that are actually interested in him. You know, I'm pursuing him. And just for the fact, because he's so interested in me, and he's also interested in the music. And that's why. That's how we hooked up. And I'm not kissing his butt because I don't know who he is. So I think he liked that too. And his wife is very charming and nice, and she likes me too. And we hung. And so, okay, John, get up on stage. You've learned the tune. Let's see what you can do. So we get up on stage, and we start doing Hey Bartender. And I'm looking over at him, and he's doing this kind of quirky, spastic kind of moves. And he's singing, you know, wimp, like this, you know, and I'm going, is that Joe Cocker? I mean, it looks like Joe Cocker. But I wasn't quite sure, because I don't know why somebody would act like Joe Cocker. So he does the tune. The audience is going ape. They just love it. And I'm kind of sitting here with a chip on my shoulder going, we're better than this, you know. And they didn't go, you know, but and I don't really know who this man is and just what he represents in comedy and just what he represents, period. And what Saturday, I have no idea how big this show is. And they're going nuts. So we get off and he comes right, you know, we're together. I hop off the stage. He hops off. He turns around. He goes, well, man, what'd you think? What was that? And I said to him, was that Joe Cocker? He goes, yeah, yeah. What'd you think? And I said to him, the only thing really in any kind of teaching that I said was like, you know what? You're John Belushi and you're doing a Floyd Dixon song and you're singing it like Joe Cocker. And I touched his heart and I said, you got to do it right from here. You know, which is what passed down to me, of course, you know. You know, sing from your heart, you know, and put yourself into the tune. And he goes, okay, all right. And he did from that point. He didn't act like anybody else. And anytime you hear him, he didn't try to sing like anything else but himself.
All right. I just love that story. In fact, Curtis Salgado was John Belushi's inspiration to form the Blues Brothers. The hat, the goatee, the sunglasses, that whole look. He got that from watching Curtis Salgado. And I was never a Blues Brothers fan. I got my blues from other sources. But I know a whole lot of people got into the blues from a certain generation and loved the Blues Brothers. Well, you flip that Blues Brothers album over down, I think it's in the lower right-hand corner on the back of that LP. It says, dedicated to Curtis Salgado. Well, let's turn to something featuring Curtis Salgado's vocal work. He is working with the Robert Cray Band. He was in the Robert Cray Band in 1979 and 80 when Cray got their recording career launched. By the way, Robert Cray was in the movie Animal House. He was in a band called Otis Day and the Knights. And that was filmed in Eugene, Oregon, where Robert Cray and Curtis were living. Well, let's turn to this debut album from 1980. Who's Been Talking is the name of the release. Curtis is singing a tune titled, I'm Gonna Forget About You.
Thank you.
That was the Robert Cray Band from 1980, and Curtis was blowing harp on that. Curtis Salgado blowing some harp on a song written by Willie Dixon and a song titled Too Many Cooks. Prior to that, with Curtis and Robert doing the vocal work, and we heard a tune titled I'm Gonna Forget About You, which I believe was an Otis Clay number that Otis recorded decades ago. Well, for a short while, Curtis Salgado was with the horn-based blues band called Roomful of Blues. Here he is in 1986 from their album Live at Lupo's Heartbreak Hotel. 1986 was the year. This is an old Chuck Willis tune. And here's Curtis singing That's My Life.
Because I know it ain't right. That's my life. Baby, that's my life. That's my life, baby. Let me live it like I please. You say that I shouldn't drink and gamble.
With Roomful of Blues, that was Curtis Salgado on the vocals. That's My Life. 1986 was the year. Got some nice emails from listeners. I just heard from Chris in Traverse City. He said, this Curtis Elgato interview is priceless. He enjoyed that. I appreciate you taking the time to drop me a line. I heard from Marva, who is from Wolverine, Michigan, but she has escaped the winter for some southern warmth, so she's listening online from Austin, Texas. Thanks, Marva. Good to hear from you. I also heard from Kelly in St. John's, and she said she was not familiar with Curtis Elgato until tonight, and she's enjoying his storytelling, so I do appreciate that. Good to hear from you, Kelly. I also heard from Richard in Redmond, Oregon. He's listening online. He says, great show, and I love Curtis's story about Otis Rush. Thank you so much. And I heard from Councilman Joe, who was really enjoying the Curtis Elgato interview, and he is currently in Kansas City. So I do appreciate you taking the time. Well, we're going to return to Curtis Elgato on another edition of the Juke Giant broadcast a few weeks down the line. By the way, this would ordinarily be my Mardi Gras show because Tuesday, 2 days from now, is Mardi Gras. So normally that Sunday, ahead of Mardi Gras, I do all Louisiana music, New Orleans R&B, blues, Cajun, Zydeco, and celebrate Mardi Gras. Except, guess what? I didn't look at my calendar to see that it was Mardi Gras on Tuesday, so this escaped me. What I'm going to do Mardi Gras next Sunday night, so we're going to spend a lot of time in New Orleans and the Southwest Prairie, the Bayou of Louisiana, listening to blues, soul, and Zydeco, and Cajun music as well. Well, let's turn to Curtis Elgato's latest release. Now, we heard the soulful Curtis Elgato earlier on a CD called Soul Shot from 2012. This is from 2018. This is new. And he is doing traditional style blues. And he's got his guitarist friend Alan Hager on mostly acoustic guitar, and Curtis is blowing harp and singing. Let's hear the two of them from their new CD, Rough Cut, on Alligator Records. This is an old Elmore James tune, You Got to Move.
another man here to take my place. You got to move the baby away from here. You're my baby and I love you so, but still you got to go away.
Curtis, it's been great visiting with you, and great stories.
You're very classy. I like you a lot, man. You're very hip, and I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity and playing, because it helps me out so much, and you're helping out my career. I want to thank you.
Said, I'll give you lessons if you get it down tight. Well, one night only for you. But don't you tell nobody about a little rendezvous. Ah, yeah. Needed help doing the chores, but when I asked for my money, she didn't have no more. But one night only, that's fair. And when the sun came up, I had boogied on out of there. Right, right, right. Said a Red Riding Hood, I'll give you some riding, honey, that will do you some good. Well, it's one night only for you. And then it's up at Granny's house, yeah, I know she needs some riding too. She broke it anyhow. Well, it's one night only, they say. But when the church bell rang, it was ringing for the wedding day.
And that was Curtis Salgado on vocals and harp with Alan Hager on the guitar. And from their CD on Alligator Records, it's new last month, 2018. Rough Cut is the name of the release, and we just heard a tune titled One Night Only. Prior to that, we heard them on a number titled You Got to Move. Well, taking this to the top of the hour, first of all, I want to thank Curtis Salgado for spending a couple of hours with me in his hotel room. We had a great time taping that. And he is quite a storyteller. I still have more stories that I'm going to get to, and I'm going to pull some material from some of Curtis's earlier releases. I'll probably get back to Curtis in the next
several weeks for part two of my look at his career. Well, let's turn to Peter Karp. He's got a new disc I debuted for you a week or two ago. It's called Blue Flame. It's on the Rose Cottage label. And Dennis Grunling is blowing harp on this tune, and Peter Karp is singing and playing guitar on a tune titled Train of Mine.
Told me when you make a mistake, throw yourself down on your knees and pray. Mama always told me when you make a mistake, just throw a match on it and walk away. Now I'm waiting on that train of mine. Yeah, I'm waiting on that train of mine. I'm waiting on that train of mine. I take me on down the line. I felt the thighs of a woman that was burning with yearning, had a heart that was wounded in love. I got entranced in France in a dangerous romance, God only knows what I was dreaming of. Now I'm awaiting on that train of mine. Yeah, I'm awaiting on that train of mine. Yeah, I'm awaiting on that train of mine. Take me on down the line. And I'm standing crossroads of nowhere, trying to get my face in the sun. And I could use salvation, a little forgiveness, some redemption, and a loaded gun. Forsaken place, I'm gonna do it all over again. Now I'm awaiting on that train of mine. Yeah, I'm awaiting on that train of mine. I am awaiting on that train of mine. I take me on down the line. And I say, I'm waiting on that train of mine. Yeah, I'm awaiting on that train of mine. I'm awaiting on that train of mine.
Like trying to eat an apple with your front tooth missing. Like listening to Roy Orbison crying out mercy. Or whistling underwater while you're slurping soup in Jersey. Or looking for a cockfight when there's nothing on TV. Or throwing back water when it's whiskey that you ordered. And is everything as it seems? Or when the weasels close in to net you. Well, it's a matter of a ways and means. But it's the loose ends always get you. Yeah, that's right. I say na la 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 la. Woo!
trying to spot a bovine buckled across the road. Like trying to turn a cartwheel, you one-legged 80-year-old. Or looking at your grandma who loves to wet kiss you with a gap-tooth grocer who calls you Mr. Or looking at your ex with a man that looks like you. Or holding out your hand to a dog that's about to bite you. Or singing country western on a Caribbean island. Or acting like a lowlife when you're living in the Highlands. Does your daddy still deal in queens? And does your mama still want to dress you? Well, it's a matter of the ways and means. But it's a loose end. You know the loose ends always get you. Hey! Yeah! I say now la 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. Well, you reach the exponential of your limited potential. Then you turn a portly 40. And your wife, you know what she does. She throws you! End of story.
Baby, don't go yet. It's only 11:45.
Well, that's about it for the Juke. John had a great time spinning the music for you. Hope you had a good time listening, including the Curtis Salgado stories he shared with us. I have a new CD from John Mayall. I hope to get to it for you next Sunday night. Also, something new from singer Johnny Tucker. And Janova Magnus has a new disc out that I want to get to next time as well. Well, as Isaiah Dr. Ross used to say, the harmonica boss, he'd say, the clock is on the wall. Well, indeed it is, and it's time for me to go. Mike Johnson is in next with Destination Out, and I'll be back in this spot with another 3 hours of the blues next Sunday night. And until then, this is Robert Barclay, and I'll see you on the flip side.